want to, you know, send a shout out to my cousin, man. He got his wings today, man. So, you know, rest in heaven, my man. You know what I'm saying? Your fight's over on earth. So rest in heaven.
Rest in peace.
But let's get to it, man. Y'all get a chance to check out the last two episodes?
Nope.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
It's on y'all.
So,
Last Dance.
Yeah, Randy, you ain't seen it?
Nope.
You know, for every Chicago Bulls fan, I'm real disappointed in your commitment to your team, man.
I mean, he's one of my favorite players, but I know it's pretty much backstory, so I'm not really worried about it. I'm gonna catch up later on.
So, I'm gonna put this out here. Jordan almost made another meme in one of the episodes, man. He's getting ready to cry again, man. Quite the emotional guy these days.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I almost made another
meme. Yeah, I saw that.
So let me send a shout out to Scott Burrell, Steve Kerr, Tony Kukoc, all them cats. I want to send a shout out to all of them, man, because, man, they was taking some abuse from MJ. MJ was abusing them jokers, man. You know what I'm saying? So the first question I want to pose is, do you think that this makes everybody not named Michael Jordan that played for the Bulls during this run, do you think it makes them all look worse?
It don't make them any different. I mean, unless, like I said, those people that we did that Scottie Pippen show about, unless you one of them, it don't make them look any different. We've always thought exactly what it is. Like, Michael Jordan made those players better. He brought the best out of that supporting cast. You could tell, you know what I'm saying, before it aired and everything, before the Last Dance episodes aired, that he was reluctant to even put it out because of how it was showing. But I mean, I think that's just, you know, kind of relative to how society and how sensitive everybody is about everything. I mean, dude went 6 for 6. Now, that's not to say everything there was the right. I mean, I ain't gonna say that. You're not gonna be able to sustain. It won't help in sustaining a off-court relationship and things like that. I wouldn't recommend doing any of that punching your teammates and, you know, you're sitting there punching on Will Perdue and Steve Kerr. he wouldn't go at Oakley. I know Cartwright checked his ass before. You know what I'm saying? Cartwright pulled him to the side and said, "Don't you ever try that shit with me again." So,
hey, you got to learn how to pick your battles, bro. You got to learn how to pick your battles.
Yeah, you know, but he's trying to bring out, you know, he's trying to bring out that dog because, like, not everybody's got that and not everybody's got the fire or whatnot to even bring out, you know what I'm saying, push themselves to a whole nother level. So, I mean, he definitely, the results show for themselves. I mean, with in the 90s, he was 6 for 6 in full seasons, you know what I'm saying, in all the full seasons, 94, 95, that was his worst season. That was his personal least efficient season because, like I said, he was all out of shape. Then compile that on top of he hadn't worked with any of those guys before. You know what I'm saying? He hadn't worked with a lot of the new guys. Like Steve Kerr wasn't there for the first three championships. Bill Winnington, Luke Longley, Tony Kukoc, they weren't there. So you got to have to implement those guys in. So year after that, they made those changes. I know B.J. Armstrong left, Purdue left, you know, some of those other guys. And, you know, he brought in Dennis Rodman and also Mike You know what I'm saying? Mike got himself back into tip-top shape, you know, and had him another career year. And they, I mean, there you go. You were able to get the results. I mean, they got beat by Orlando in those six games, and they came back the very next year and swept that swept that same Orlando team, blew them out the water. So, yeah, I wouldn't advise it. Like I said, if you worried about having friends in the end and off the court and stuff like that, it's definitely not the way to go. But getting those championships and shit like that, while also you're able to put out that I'll put it like this, you better be pretty damn good to even be able to present yourself, or, you know, saying, do that, you know, say present yourself to your teammates in that fashion. You better be pretty damn good. Nah, it don't change nothing about none of them. They, like I said, he lit that fire under their ass and brought the best out of them.
Interesting. Randy?
I don't know, dog.
I struggle with this one because my personal opinion is that part of what this documentary portrays is everything we already think we know, you know, you know, how great Jordan was, you know, his, you know, pulling his team along with him, which I can't rock with that notion in any capacity. I think that's a unfair narrative for the rest of the players on the team. But I think I personally think that it does make just about everybody that was mentioned look bad. You have all the stories about Scotty, you know, we saw him, you know, one of these last two episodes, you know, with him talking about, you know, him not coming off the bench because the play wasn't drawn up for him, or, you know, in previous episodes where they talked about, you know, him being selfish, you know, with his contract dispute and things of that nature. You know, we talk about, and I can't, you know, validate this by any stretch of the imagination outside of what, you know, the people that were reporting on Chicago back in those days, but, you know, Horace being a snitch, you know what I'm saying, putting all the business out there.
He was 6'9".
You know, Scott Burrell, poor Scott Burrell, you know what I'm saying? Jordan abused him. That was abuse, you know what I'm saying? You know, Steve Kerr, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I personally think that, you know, Jordan, in a lot of instances, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, crossed the line. Now, I do understand the notion of, you know, holding people accountable and having to, you know, give them a push and things of that nature, you know, to really get the best out of them. But I don't necessarily agree that you got to call people out their name. You know, you don't have to call nobody a hoe, a bitch, you know what I'm saying? All that type of shit to get the best out of them. So that's kind of really where I feel like he was disrespectful.
It is disrespectful. Like I said, it's not recommended, but you got to look at it because you gotta look at it this way.
If it's not recommended, why is it acceptable?
It obviously is. If you're not gonna respond, because what's acceptable to the next person may not be acceptable to another, and there's other things that may, you know, go into that, like physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you want to see the dude physically? But like they said, MJ would only go at you if you didn't go back. So he didn't feel the need to have to go, you know what I'm saying, at it. You see, he didn't have to go at Dennis Rodman because he played against Dennis Rodman, you know what I'm saying, for like four straight years in the playoffs. So he already knows. And then Dennis Rodman's career after that, I mean, Dennis Rodman always put up numbers and was just a tough guy. So he already knows what he's going to get from somebody like Dennis. But, you know, a guy like, you know, like I said, Scott Burrell, things like that, you know, it's you got to bring that dog. You see, you know, Scott Burrell, I remember that game three. I remember that game three. He came up big, man. Him and MJ went off in that game three against New Jersey, man. Sometimes you just got to bring that out. And like I said, he he didn't fuck with the players that had that in them, you know what I'm saying, that he knew was going to bark back. But the players that did it, that means he gonna fuck with you, you know what I'm saying, because he wants you to be able to push yourself to that next level, challenge him back and
things. And I don't disagree with that notion. I'm just saying, when you got to call people out of their name, like, that's where, like, if y'all playing, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm talking about like a pickup game. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about practice, because, I mean, practice. 90s were different, where the players did get after it, but you don't see a lot of that in his docuseries. You see them when they, you know, are casually practicing. You know what I'm saying? And Jordan is doing all this. Hell, Jordan ain't even practicing in half of these clips. You know what I'm saying? He's on the sideline giving you the business. So, I don't disagree with the notion of having to, you know, get a little bit extra aggressive in order to try to push and motivate and things of that nature. But, you know, when it comes to, you know, all the name, and I ain't, you know, sticks and stones may break your bones, words never hurt you. I ain't saying that, you know, he should apologize. I'm just saying that to me, in my opinion, is not, it's taking it too far. I'm not even going to say effective. I'm going to say it's taking it too far, because it is effective. I mean, let's be honest. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you could, whether it's sports or whether it's just life, you know, there's multiple people, you know, that you'll run into that will curse at your ass, you know what I'm saying, and call you all kind of shit, you know what I'm saying, the name of trying to get the best out of you, you know what I'm saying? But could you have done that without all of that, is all I'm saying, you know? Because one of the things that, to me, was...
I got a rebuttal for that, too, when you're done.
Okay. Was I felt like Jordan, when he started getting it emotional, I felt like he realized that maybe I did take this a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what really kind of started getting him emotional, when he was like, damn. As I watched the playback on this, I'm like, damn, I did kind of do a lot. And of course, he said, you know, I did what I had to do, you know, at the cost of winning and things of that nature. But you look now at, you know, when they were asking the players, you know, was Jordan, you know what I'm saying, a nice guy and things like that. And not that it mattered that Jordan was a nice guy.
Uh-oh. You broke up.
You know, we don't need him to be, you know, LeBron James. We're not asking. Oh, okay. We're not asking him to be, you know, LeBron James. I'm just saying that it's just unnecessary, in my opinion. And I struggle because they did win 6 titles, and you cannot take that away from any of them.
That's fashion.
You know what I'm saying? They won 6 titles, and they all, for the most part, in some capacity, played, you know, a rather pivotal role. You know, whether it was, you know, showing up for a game, you know, or, you know, a playoff series, whatever you want to call it. But you see now that the players kind of struggle, and had a speak about their relationship then and now with Michael Jordan, you know, and, you know, their overall feelings. So go ahead with your rebuttal.
Without that shit like that, though, it cuts down on doing shit like getting a rebound and getting an offensive rebound and running out to half court thinking you were up by one instead of vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying there's no indictment on LeBron. I'm saying players pay more attention to detail. You ain't got a bunch of pot smokers on your damn team that aren't paying attention, so they won't make those damn mistakes in crunch time. It's less likely for those type of mistakes to happen. You know what I'm saying? Instead of there, because I mean, think of all the crazy shit, man. You know, you ain't got no guys sitting up there doing no fadeaway three pointers.
But why do we give all the credit to Jordan, though? That's my question. Like, why do we give all of the credit to Jordan?
It's you like, can't give all you don't go give all of the credit to Jordan, but you give a large percentage of it. Because like
can,
I said,
can you?
Leader, yeah, you can. Because the leader's always gonna set the tone for everything.
Yeah, I mean,
the leader's always gonna set the tone.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was just lackadaisical and just whatever. Think about all the players that have had teams like that. And you know, saying the team. Think about the team that he came into where they were all sitting in a hotel, you know what I'm saying, snorting cocaine and shit.
So does Reindorf not get any credit for getting those players out of there?
Reindorf's not there. The owners and everybody aren't there 24/7. They're not
but
on
Jordan,
that.
But Jordan not just on left. But Jordan just left the room now.
I mean, but he's a rookie then.
Okay.
He's a rookie then.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So they still went 30-52 that year.
Yeah.
38-44, 30-52 the following year. He's just a rookie. But the you know, more he establishes himself, he's going to have that more leverage. You know what I'm saying? Because he established himself as that type of player from the get-go. He's dropping 28 a game his rookie year. So he's already established himself. He puts the work in, and on top of that, his game speaks for itself. So he's going to be able to lead, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be able to set the tone for how the team responds, and it's just results give you more leeway.
So how much credit do you give Michael?
How much credit do I give Michael? Oh, I give him I mean, you talking about percentage wise?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man, it's hard to quantify. You know how much? I mean, I say it like this: They're not winning. You trade him in for another player. You know what I'm saying? They're not winning. They're not winning without him.
70-30. Boom.
They're not winning without
70% Randall.
70-30. Why not?
Giving Jordan 70%. Okay. All right.
You know all right.
I'll give him 40%.
I mean, honestly, if everybody's giving LeBron James all his credit for winning his championships, you gotta give Michael the same thing. And
now you don't. And here's why I'm saying you don't, because LeBron shouldn't get all of the credit.
I'm saying the same thing, but we all know how fans are.
I'm not saying all of.
Yeah,
not saying.
I mean, I'm a fan, but I'm
not saying all of the credit. Not saying all of the credit, but I mean, let's be real. He motherfuckers the greatest player in basketball. You know what I'm saying, in NBA history. So it's gonna. He's the greatest player in basketball history. So I mean, just think about that effect. I mean. It means something to have a player like that. Think about what the Lakers would be without, you know, Shaquille O'Neal, how easy they were able to smash those teams like Philadelphia and, New Jersey. I mean, Kobe Bryant, you know what I'm saying? Kobe Bryant's a killer his damn self, but they were equally as good. You know what I'm saying? Him and Shaq were equally as good, but Shaq was more dominant because of his size, because of his size and how easy he was just able to score at any, you know what I'm saying, anywhere. You got to think Kobe Bryant was an efficient shooter, but you got to think 60% versus 48%, 45 to 48%. And that's just because that's simply Kobe is the more skilled player, but Shaq was a cheat code. So he made it easy. You know what I'm saying? Jordan, you know what I'm saying? Jordan the same way. And that's even if, you know, same way if you take Kobe off his championship teams with Gasol and everybody. So, you know, just Jordan was really that damn good. Come on, man. Come on. Kobe off the championship teams.
No. See, yeah. Nah.
Going nowhere.
I don't want. No, I don't want you to get it misconstrued. Saying anything bad about Michael. Yeah. What I am saying is that this docuseries doesn't paint the rest of the players even the light that they should be receiving. Uh-huh. Pippen, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. But it doesn't paint him in the right pick. It's my opinion.
You lagging a little bit.
It makes it like the docuseries. The docuseries makes them all look like pussies. I'm being honest.
But you can't deny reality though. That's the reality. I mean, if that's what it is, that'd be like me. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there. Randy and Lauren, y'all some ho-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Step it up, you bitch-ass niggas and stuff. And we go and we telling the story, and that's what it is, and everybody's like, what they supposed to say? Like, y'all niggas supposed to be standing up for yourself, especially...
I'm no Scott Burrell.
Exactly. So what you gonna think? You would want them to say, oh, yeah, them niggas was some... The niggas were some hoes. You know what I'm saying? If they were sitting there allowing that to happen, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, he niggas wasn't having. Like I said, them niggas wasn't having that shit.
I did
hear that Horace Grant did snap back at him also, though. So, yeah, there might have been a little editing job on the story or whatnot.
All I'm saying is that this docuseries ain't about nobody but Michael Jordan. Nobody but Michael Jordan. It's gonna have like Jordan ain't come with the goddamn title. Like, can Phil get some credit in this bitch? Phil ain't got no type of credit. None. Only thing you hear about Phil Jackson, his coaching job was when Michael. That's all you hear. You don't hear them giving Phil no goddamn credit. For a goddamn thing. And I think Phil, you know, take away the X's and O's. Phil was like, I got to manage these egos. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to make sure these egos fed. I think that was where Phil excelled. Went to the Lakers.
Well, didn't they say that? Because Phil set the tone himself. And he said that he hollered at Michael, like, no, you got to make that right. You know what I'm saying? He stepped in. But Phil was always the Zen master.
But can Phil get more than five minutes, though?
Huh?
Can Phil get more than 5 minutes?
How much you going to give the coach?
The coach?
How much time are you gonna? They give Phil his time.
Yeah, they gave him his triangle offense.
Yeah, Tex winners his triangle offense and all that. They give Phil his time. I mean, they going through a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's basically a Michael. It is a Michael Jordan documentary. But what else are you going to listen to? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to – Scottie Pippen is a part of that whole entire story. They talked about Pippen, you know what I'm saying, just as much, you know, as much as they could. I mean, what else are they going to introduce into the Pippen storyline? You know what I mean?
Well, goddamn it! I mean, if you're gonna do a whole docuseries about a team that won 6 titles in the '90s, can we get some fun facts? I mean, shit, you ain't telling us nothing we don't already know. And I feel like for me, I'm like, you know, can we talk about the struggles? Can we? I guess they do really talk about the struggles that had prior to getting over the hump and beating Detroit. But I look at that and I'm like, you know, nobody said anything about his goddamn 3-for-15 game where he came back and shot 4-for-14. Then I'm not saying to point out his faults because they hit him pretty goddamn.
They
hit him hard with that gambling shit. What do y'all think about that? What do you think about that gambling shit?
Well, I like how they put at least they addressed what the conspiracy allegedly was, where he, you know, they said, because that's what I had heard, that he had got suspended because, you know what I'm saying, for that. But like I said, that wouldn't even make sense for them to do that with them being their highest paid player. You know what I'm saying? Highest paid player, and this to suspend them a year and a half over gambling, when that's what the NBA is, you know what I'm saying? That's a big part of the fucking NBA is gambling. And then he wasn't doing it in a Pete Rose type of way. I don't think he was doing it in a way to where it was detrimental to his, even if it was, it's really not their fucking, it's not their fucking business. He wasn't doing it in a way that was detrimental to anything. I mean, think of all the fucking money that he made. So, I mean, a lot of guys were gambling. It was just spotlight put on Jordan because of his clean guy image.
Okay. That is true. He did have a clean guy image. You know what I'm saying? We talked to Juanita about that, though. I'm just playing. I ain't gonna do that.
What about Juanita?
she might shed a little bit of extra light on that clean guy image.
There's a reason why.
Hey, you know what I heard, man? I'm not gonna say what show I heard from. I just heard this, but he's from some Chicago cats, man. They said Juanita chose up, man. They said Juanita chose up. Said it was a choice between Isaiah and Mike. Heard Juanita was that's just what I heard, man. Hey. They said these are stories that ain't gonna be in The Last Dance. So I don't, like I said, this is speculation coming from my end, but these are Chicago cats saying, yeah, they said Juanita chose up, man. So that was Isaiah's old thing, man.
Oh, maybe that's why him and Jordan got beef like that.
Yeah, that's something I gotta, I ain't gonna look too hard at it, but that's definitely interesting information, man. I never heard that before.
Hmm. Yeah, that is interesting.
So if you're from Chicago and you know anything about this, let us know.
Don't nobody know nothing. They ain't gonna do Jordan like that. He gotta stay clean, man. Don't you see, Randy?
I mean, Juanita chose up, man. It ain't no smut on Jordan's name, man.
Uh-uh. I ain't mad at him anyway. You know, Isaiah liked to feel on his interns.
Juanita got that bread about him.
Allegedly.
Isaiah liked to feel on his interns anyway.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Good job, Juanita. You got your cake. Mm-hmm. Do you, boo-boo?
He got his ice cream, but continue.
So do you think that, because there's still some hard feelings, obviously, you know, Jordan and Barkley, Jordan and Isaiah, you know, different players in the league that have hard feelings against Jordan, as well as his teammates. Do you feel like doing everything at the cost of winning in your career, do you think that it has a true impact on life after basketball? And this goes for any player, because the same can be said about, can be said about Kobe Bryant. A lot of players said similar things, not same, but similar things about Kobe, and Kobe would go and say the same thing, which is, it's about, you know, I was focused on winning. It was about, you know, winning basketball games. So I guess I didn't give a damn as a player.
I mean, back in the day, it was different, though, because nowadays the kids come up together pretty much in our roommates and stuff like that. So it's completely different. Like, these kids grow up together, then be messing around, coming to league together. So
I don't agree with that.
I mean, I'm talking about camps. Sometimes colleges, they might go to the same college. Camps.
Yeah, for summer, I feel like camps, that like was happening.
So
back in those days, maybe not as prevalent because of what AAU has done over the past, yeah, you know, decade or two. But there, you hear players talking about, you know, I play with such and such, you know, pickup games in college or, you know, high school or whatever the case may be. It's just not as prevalent as it is now, just due to AAU. That's what AAU has done. everybody play together, you know what I'm saying, in some capacity. You pay to play, you know what I'm saying? You play the best play on the team and monopolize everything pretty much, you know. So it is what it is. Randy, since you're not a real fan, I can't ask you this question. since you ain't watched the Doctor series.
You're right.
But is there anything that you wish that they would have covered? And Randy, you can answer this. I'm just playing. But is there anything you wish that they would have covered in this docuseries, Corey?
There's still more to cover. Like, they're going to get into the they're going to get into the bad shooting against Miami.
It's two more episodes about Michael Jordan. But.
Yeah, so they still haven't even got – because that happened in 96-97 against Miami. And, mm-hmm. I mean, this shit, he had an abysmal series, man. It was, I think, game two and game four. Man, game four was just awful, man. He couldn't get anything to fall. But, you know, what you got to respect is he kept fucking attacking, you know what I'm saying, no matter what. Because it's gonna finish and end with Mike, you know what I'm saying. So he kept attacking, man. You know, it's still, you know, because they play defense, because they got that dog in them. They're going to play that defense, man, and they're going to shut those guys. That's what those Bulls teams were known for. That's why they they couldn't fuck with them. Seattle couldn't fuck with them. Seattle had some guys, man. Seattle had some killers on their squad.
Yep.
You know, GP.
Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses, yeah. Hershey Hawking.
Deadlift Shrimp.
Deadlift Shrimp, you know what I'm saying?
Was Perk on there?
Mm-hmm. Sam Perkins was shooting from the outside, man.
Nate Sean McMillan.
Nate McMillan.
Nate McMillan.
Yep. Well, they had some they had some killers, man. They just, you know, they couldn't put up, man. Chicago was just too tough for them. And, man, they said, you know, that was funny, man. Mike, you see how Mike laughed.
GP.
Funny as hell. Yeah, GP said he started putting that defense on him, and I did what I need to. Mike laughed at his ass. He said, yeah, Gary wasn't no problem. That mean right there, Mike threw them games, man. He said, I'm going to finish this shit on Father's Day.
You a fool.
Mike wasn't trying. Mike probably threw them games, man. He said, I'm going to finish this. Because Mike's going to give a person credit. That's one thing I know. Mike will always give a person credit when they put the, you know what I'm saying, when they toughed, you know what I'm saying, defensively. Don't get me wrong, Gary Payton, you know, elite defensively, but.
You mean non-Chicago players, right?
Huh?
You mean non-Chicago players, right?
I said non-Chicago players? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. Non-Chicago players, yeah.
Yeah, I want to make sure.
He always, you know what I'm saying, he always, y'all know who he always said his biggest challenge defensively was
Reg.
Who? Joe Dumars.
Little baby Joe. Yeah. Joe had that pit bull in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pit bull in him.
So we gonna give him. What's Joe like? 6'4".
Yep. You know who's daddy that is?
Who?
Joe Johnson. They got about the same type of mustache.
I don't think Mike have a problem admitting that thing, but I was surprised. I didn't see that coming when he sat up there and he said, he laughed like that. He said, nah, he said, Gary wasn't no problem. Gary wasn't no problem. He said, I have some other things on my mind. I got to go back and take a look at that. I got to go back and take a look at it. Because, yeah, when I sit there and think about it, I'm like, Mike would normally admit some shit like that. So he had to be throwing that game, man.
I don't think he was throwing games. I'm just not sure he was focused.
Not trying hard enough. He like, I can end this in Chicago. I mean, think about it. Seattle was barely scoring 80 points each game. They couldn't get nothing up on Chicago, man. Dennis Robinson up there tussling with Frank Bukowski and all of them. They're giving them hell, man. Went up three games to none, man. And then, you know, like I said, dropped those next two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For sure. What else y'all got, man? Like I said, man, I mean, it's not the Last Dance. It is Michael Jordan and the crew.
Yeah, yeah, it's Michael.
That's what they should. That's what they should have called the series. Michael Jordan and the crew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty much.
And the Last Dance after this, the way they detailed this docuseries, terrible title. I just want to say that. I want to say that. I'm not impressed. I'm just gonna say that I'm not impressed. They could have did better.
Yeah,
I'm not impressed at all. Like, this is not anything that a fan back in those days or a sports aficionado knows most of this already. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, the most interesting thing was, hell, Jordan having to go wake up goddamn Dennis Rodman because he didn't make it back from Vegas. Like,
and the dialogue from episode 5 with about Kobe Bryant, you know, the little Laker boy.
I love
that part. But, you know, like I said, you see what Kobe said, because, you know, talk about all the comparisons. It's like there would be no me without Jordan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I am an extension of him. So
yeah, he did say he would beat him, though, in a one-on-one game.
Huh?
He did say he'd beat Michael in a one-on-one game.
I mean, of course, you know what I'm saying? You could beat him, but like I said, it wouldn't be no – Kobe admitted there'd be no him. He wouldn't even have the ability to beat him if it wasn't for what Mike introduced, you know what I'm saying, introduced to the game and to the world.
Yeah, and it's funny because I will tell you that this part is interesting for me. For Jordan to have such a clean-cut persona, he invented he revolutionized the game in a lot of interesting areas. Now, we know that the Fab Five from Michigan had the long shorts, but yep. Jordan did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The earring, you know what I'm saying? Most notably the hoop.
Yep.
You know, a bald head basketball player, you know. Now his choice of suit was very Steve Harvey-ish back in those days, but you know, that was the style back then.
You right.
Black socks and black shoes. Fab Five brought that in. Jordan was the first one. Jordan and the Bulls were the first one to introduce that into the NBA 96 or 95-96 season, the playoffs.
Yep. Nope, I agree. Yeah. All right, well, we ain't got nothing else. Anybody that you tuned in for, everybody that will catch us on the replay, definitely appreciate you, each and every one of you. Stay tuned for more. You know, we're gonna next week we'll you know, do our final recap of the entire docuseries. Try to pull some interesting things out for you. We'll probably introduce some things that weren't in the docuseries.
And I am gonna watch all the episodes this weekend.
And he's gonna binge watch all the episodes, you know. We'll see next week if he makes it through the first three.
And you're gonna be like, okay, he about that. He real Chicago. You know, I had to call you out.
That's Derrick why he went Rose,
Chicago. You said Derrick Rose, Chicago. Yeah. I guess that'll make you a real fan, though. You know what I'm saying? Cause you, if you came in that time, if you with him during the Tyson Chandler, Eddie Curry days, and
damn, shit. Carlos Boozer,
right, all of them. Right, yeah. Right.
When they sit up there dropping 49 points in the game and shit like that, because
mm-hmm.
that make you a real fan.
Hey.
Yeah,
they dropped 49 after Jordan Pippen left. The year after, them fools dropped 49 points in a game, dog.
Yeah,
you got teams dropping that in the quarter sometimes.
Right.
49 points in the damn game, dog.
Yeah, you got Joe. Well, folks, we appreciate it. You know, we had Joe Kim Noah's little brother in the house. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Randall Anderson, the mad eclectic genius. So tune in for more. Drop a comment. You know, if you got something that you want to talk about, those title teams, drop a comment. on the page, you know, on this video. We can have some dialogue, you know what I'm saying? So until next time, we holler at you. Peace.